It was dark all around. I couldn't even see myself. Then we started to fall really fast, like a roller coaster. Each time we were falling and falling, it was getting hotter and hotter and hotter. I closed my eyes. I didn't want to see what I was about to see. When we stopped, I opened my eyes and I was standing on a red road. I didn't know where it led to, but the first thing that I felt there was thirst. I was really thirsty. I kept on telling the angel, "I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty." But it's like he didn't hear me. And I tried to cry. And when the tears ran down my cheeks, they completely evaporated. And then there was a smell of sulfur, so ugly, like burning tire. I didn't know. I tried to cover my nose, but in fact, that made it even worse. Like my five senses, they all got very sensitive, because when I tried to cover myself, I could smell the sulfur even more. And when I was there, the little hairs off of my arms, they just disappeared. I felt all the heat. It was very hot. And then I started looking around. I saw people being tormented by demons. There were some that caught my attention. There was a lady there suffering. A demon was torturing her. This demon would cut her head off, and with his long spear would stab her everywhere. He didn't care, in her eyes, in her body, in her feet, in her hands. He didn't care. And then he'd put her head back on her body and would stab her and stab her. And she would cry with cries of agony. And then I saw another. And this demon was torturing a young man about the age of 21, 22, or 23. And he had a chain around his neck. He was standing in front of a pit of fire. And this demon would stab him everywhere with this long spear, in his eyes everywhere, and would grab him by his hair. And then with the chain, he would throw him inside that pit of fire and would take him back out and would stab him and stab him. This would go on continually. And every time he'd go inside that pit, I couldn't hear his screams. But when the demon would take him out, he would scream with agony. It hurt. I tried to cover my ears because the sound was so horrible. But even if I tried to cover my ears, I still could have heard it, because my hearing was more sensitive.
Hell, of course, is the most hated truth in the world today. Most gospel ministers don't preach about it. Many gospel preachers don't believe it anymore. Even in some Pentecostal circles, they don't believe there is a hell. They say it's incompatible with the preaching of God's love. They say, how can a God of mercy send anybody to a burning pit of everlasting hell? But Jesus was the very first to warn of hell. He said, whosoever shall say thou fool shall be in danger of hell fire. Jesus warned Capernaum, Bethsaida, and everyone who would reject his word. He said, you shall be brought down to hell. Jesus said, you serpents, generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Jesus preached more about hell than he did about heaven. Jesus was the greatest preacher on hell in all this living word. Jesus warned, the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. More than that, it's a spiritual darkness. Outer darkness describes being cast further and further away from God. This will be a world of transgressors, of child molesters, and of Hitlers and Mussolinis and all of the dictators. It will be a world, the Bible said, numbered with the transgressors. Numbered. Can you imagine waking up in that kind of company and looking around and there's nothing but sinners, nothing but the ungodly? And you are numbered among the transgressors.
Or if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
And I'm going to get you to read with me tonight from the book of Numbers, and we're going to establish that a non-believer goes down into the ground to the town jail while he waits for the judgment of God. Numbers chapter 16, and we're going to read the story of a man called Moses. And Moses was the leader of God's people for some time, but he had a bit of trouble with a few stirrers in the camp. The stirrers were called the sons of Korah, and they questioned his authority. And so Moses said to the Lord, "What am I going to do?" And God replied to Moses, "Tell the people, the sons of Korah, and tell the children of Israel, that if these sons of Korah, these stirrers, die a normal death, then there's no problem. But if they die a very unusual death, you'll know that I have arranged all this for them." And the unusual death was that the earth is going to open up and swallow them. That is a very unusual death. Let's read together, shall we? Numbers chapter 16, 28. Read with me, King James readers. "And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they shall go down quick into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord." We're reading in verse 31, "It came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit." Some of you, your Bible say Sheol, some of them say Hades. "And the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation." You say, how long do they stay on the earth? They will stay there for 1,000 years at least, while the Christians are reigning with Christ. They'll come up for the second resurrection. If their names are not in the Lamb's Book of Life, they will be cast into the final penitentiary, which is the lake of fire.